Hello.
Is this Juan?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Juan. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hello, how are you doing? Can you give me 1 second, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Already.
Okay.
I was wearing the dog's mask, so I had to take it off.
So I was giving you a call. It looks like you were looking to get the Blue Ripper saw from Braxton Brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. And it looks like, is there 1 year time in business?
I've been a year and let's say some months, June, July, August, September, October. Yeah,
A year and 4 months. Okay, perfect. And what does the business do exactly?
Fabricate and install granite and marble countertops.
Okay. And this piece of equipment will expedite that process?
What was that?
This piece of equipment will allow you to expedite the process?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And were you looking to get it pretty soon?
If I get approved, it's already on hold at Braxton Bragg.
Okay.
So,
perfect. Was there anything else you were looking to add to the order to finance?
For now, that's it.
Okay. So I don't think that we'll have an issue getting this approved for you. I want to let you know how the program works. So
okay.
This would be business financing. It's a business loan. It doesn't go on your personal credit. So you'll be able to get tax write-offs for it.
Okay.
The terms are usually 2 to 5 years. So
2 to 5 years.
Yeah, so we'll allow you to pick.
Give me a second. A big truck is driving by, and it's hard to hear you. And also, let me turn my radio down. Okay, so can you start all over again?
Yeah, so it's going to be a business loan.
Okay.
So you'll get a tax write-off. It won't go in your personal credit. And then it will typically be about 2 to 5 year term options. So you can choose the term that you would like. Usually you'll put your first two payments up front. So that will cover your first and your last payment. So if you had a 60-month term, now you only have 58 months left. But you wouldn't have to put any money down in addition to that. Typically, because if you're under 2 years time in business, it's considered a startup. So the rates may be a little bit higher than, say, if you were in business for 5 years. So once we submit everything and issue the approval, which I can usually have within a day, we can go over those different options with you.
Okay. Let me ask you something. I've been in business for about 4 years now.
Okay.
But it was still less than five, though.
Is it under that name, though?
No, it was under another name. I was partnered with somebody else.
Okay. Is the name somewhat similar at all, or no?
No.
Okay. Sometimes we can give you credit for that time in business if, say, you switch names, but the names are pretty much the same, and you're doing the same line of work. But because of the completely separate entity, and it's just you now, you're the only one, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So then it's going to be a startup. So,
know,
because
that's fine.
Yeah, because there's more risk involved now. So that's why you'll see the rates are going to be a little bit higher than if you had been in business, over 2 years or 5 years. That's when you'll see the rates will go down a lot. But that's pretty much how it works. What I'm going to do is I will get this submitted for you and then let you know when I have some feedback. I should probably have that, I think, tomorrow. I should have that.
So as of right now, we don't know, like, how much, like, a month payment and how much would it be for the first and last month, right?
But, no, but let's just say, on $5,000, if you had no interest at all and you did a four-year term, you're at about $100, right? That's with no interest.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not going to be, I mean, the piece you're financing doesn't cost too much, so I don't think it's going to be anything crazy.
Okay. No, that's fine. You know, we'll submit it and we'll see, you know, like you said, the feedback that you get and let me know and we'll...
Yeah, I'll give you a call most likely tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then real quick, what do you think by getting this piece of equipment, what kind of return do you think you'll get? Like how much more business will you be able to do? How much more money do you think you'll be able to make by bringing this on?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you using now?
What's that?
Oh, what are you using now in terms of the equipment for cutting the marble and everything?
I just made a skill saw with a line of water and the straight edges.
Okay.
Which is, you know, it takes a little longer, and I was watching the video on that thing, and it cuts pretty quick, and it's straight it also.
Right. Okay.
You know.
Well, we do have a lot of clients that buy this piece of equipment, and they're pretty happy with it, and it does allow them to work on more projects because it's so much quicker.
No, yeah, absolutely, and by cutting it straight, you know, I mean, it will save me tons of time, you know, because I have to cut and then I have to come back with a grinder to straight it up, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, perfect. I'll get this submitted for you and then I'll touch base tomorrow.
Already. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.